This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and you know, I really like this company on so many different levels, and I'll tell you why. Because hardly anybody out there understands the 3D print, and their flagship product is called PrintRite 3D. We're talking about no other than Sigma Labs. They trade on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol SGLB, and with us today is the CEO of the company. Tough guy to get a hold of, but he's got some time for us. We're talking no other than John Rice. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of how you guys make your money and where's your marketplace at?
Well, we make in-process quality assurance equipment for metal 3D manufacturers. What that means is that while a 3D manufacturing machine is making metal parts, we are using sensors to determine whether or not each one of the parts in that chamber is being manufactured in accordance with spec. And if it is off spec, its quality falling off, we will advise the machine and the machine operator of which parts have the problem. The image of this is fun. Imagine a bank of machines, and there's a young person at the end of the hall texting away on their phone. And when our Sigma PrintRite 3D software detects a problem, we call them.
Right.
And they come down to machine number three, you need to look at this. So our product is important because this kind of equipment does not behave the way traditional CNC manufacturing equipment does behave. You really have to inspect every single part in this fine technology. And so what we do is very important.
You know, one of the reasons why I asked you to come back on the show is that, you know, you guys put out a press release about your new contract with Laser Centrum Nora, and your 2017 just ended. So what can you tell us about the new contract and maybe about some of the new developments that are going on in your industry?
Well, it's interesting. 2017 was in many ways from Sigma's point of view, a transformative year. We saw at a big picture level, the elephants were moving. GE came into the year buying SLM and announced that they were buying SLM and Arcam. SLM fell through, and 45 days later, they bought Concept Laser. Airbus announced that by December 2018, it would be taking delivery of 30 tons of AM parts. And Sigma experienced a change in the second half of 2017 where the customers who were coming to us and whom we were seeking out were people already making metal parts in with 3D manufacturing, and they have yield problems. They weren't interested in doing research. They came to us and said, "We got a problem. We are rejecting too many parts." That was a huge change. Another change was manufacturers started putting equipment in the marketplace for production. EOS introduced their 400 series, which is a machine that's four times the size of the standards and has four lasers. Renishaw introduced its M series, and M is for manufacturing. So it was a big year, that, and it ended with, in our case, just because of happenstance, an announcement from us that we had entered a contract with LZN in Germany to certify our technology for serial production. And it was interesting because to us, that was a routine announcement. But the stock surged and there was a lot of excitement about it. And what we concluded was that some of our more sophisticated investors had discerned the connection between LZN and its contractor, Airbus.
Right.
Airbus apparently uses LZN to develop its technologies. And so we came out of the year concluding that not only the people in the metal manufacturing market, but also people in the stock market are all aligned and focusing on the next big step is production. And certainly in Sigma's case, the customers we will only install with now are people in production. There's no point in continuing to do research when now you can work with companies who have a problem and help them solve the problem. So it's a big change in the world of Sigma the world around Sigma from the point of view of moving towards production and away from prototypes.
My guest today is Sigma Labs. They trade on the NASDAQ. Ticker symbol SGLB. Their stock is around $1.50. I think it's quite undervalued. Their market cap's a tad bit under $8 million, and their float is only 1.4 million shares out there. And you've been listening to the CEO of the company, John Rice. John, let me ask you this. Do you expect as much changes, what kind of changes do you expect maybe in the marketplace for your company in 2018 compared to 2017?
That's completely the right question to ask. And as a guy who runs a public company, I struggle to figure out how I can properly answer it with the restrictions we have. So
right.
I'll talk about the context we're in. It looks to us as if the trends that I identified as having occurred in the marketplace in 2017, which were major step-ups. GE's purchases, remember, were $1.4 billion to acquire manufacturing equipment. And we think that they did that primarily to secure themselves a source of supply for their substantial commitment to additive manufacturing. So because our company is based in New Mexico, I'm going to use a New Mexico image. We are seeing the 3D metal marketplace as looking like an earthen dam. And when you walk by an earthen dam and you see that it's just damp or wet, that is cause for concern. And if that dam is going to break, a little later you'll see little rivulets of water gathering into small streams at the base of the dam. And so the bottom line is Sigma thinks that the 3D metal dam is wet.
Well, the products you have makes a lot of sense. First of all, you're talking about have to redo the project over. You're talking about the cost of metal. All this it can be saved by using some of your thermal sensors, your sensors packs, and stuff like that. One of the questions I have is, how big is this space, and how do you get your customers?
Well, the space has fascinating differences in scale. So according to Wohlers and extrapolating their numbers, 3D metal parts manufacturing may have been only a $300 million market in 2017, although if you use their numbers, it's growing at close to 90%. On the other hand, what the large players are doing is making multi-billion-dollar commitments in manufacturing equipment. And the dollars that equipment produces is always greater than the dollars you spent on the equipment. And so looking down the line in 2018 and beyond, we expect that there's going to be a very substantial surge in production of machines to make 3D metal parts, and that will drive the market hard and fast.
John, we're running out of time here, but in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
I think the most important thing from Sigma's perspective is that we are seeing the market around us accelerate really fast. And we have changed the configuration of our company to align with that. These are exciting times.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on here at the end of the first quarter.
Well, I hope there's a lot to say then.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.